For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Thursday afternoon service of July the 8th, 1999, of the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Bill Noel is the speaker for the afternoon.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you all stand with me for prayer, please? Praise your name, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you're so good to us, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your kindness, Lord. And you just poured out your Spirit in such a gracious way, Lord. You poured out your Spirit, Lord. You poured out your anointing, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, now to anoint these words, Lord God. Let them go forth and touch your people. Open the hearts of the people to receive your word, Lord God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. This spring, I was involved with a ministry, with a drama ministry. And the Lord told the drama director, felt that God had said to her that if you want to see miracles happen, that you need to pull Jezebel down. She said she didn't know how to talk about Jezebel. I told her I knew how to talk about Jezebel. So I wrote a series of 15-minute, what I was supposed to be 15-minute or 10-minute pamphlets and gave them to. And as I labored before God this morning, exactly what he wanted me to talk about, he laid on my heart to talk to you about Jezebel. A little different way than we usually speak of her. She's real and alive, you know. And today we're going to look at Jezebel. And Jezebel is generally manifested in our church today as magic. And magic is defined by Webster's New World Dictionary as the use of charms or spells or rituals seeking to control people or cause or control events or certain supernatural or natural or supernatural forces. And we look at that, and there are two divisions. First is the power division, and the second is the knowledge, the wisdom, the knowledge division. And the power division is divided into sorcery, which spells are cast and charms are used, also drugs, potions, and musical elements and talisman. And the other portion is witchcraft or wizardry, which implies the possession of supernatural power by contact with evil spirits using curses and rituals. When you try to control some other person, you try to impose your will on them. You're using witchcraft. The control of other people or supernatural events by supernatural power is witchcraft. It's called, in some cases, they say, well, I do it by the Holy Spirit. I pray, and God does it. I had someone come in once and ask me if I would agree with it. He had this young lady that he was going with, and he really felt that he wanted her as a wife. And she was resisting the idea. So he came in and asked me if I would join with him in a prayer, in that the Holy Spirit would not let her rest at night until she agreed to marry him. And I said, that's witchcraft. I sort of insulted him. He took offense to my statement. So I took him to Scripture, I took him to James 3:13-14. James 3:13 says, "Who is wise, understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking or selfish ambition in your hearts, don't boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, or demonic." Now that word sensual there, the Greek word is an adjective for the soul. But if you look up the word soulish in a big Webster's International Dictionary, you'll see that it doesn't exist, not in English. There is no English word soulish. There is a word in the Greek, there is a word in German and Scandinavian, but not in English. So that word is translated natural. Like, you know, it says the natural man does not receive the things of God for their foolishness to him. That word is soulish. It says you're buried a soulish body and you're raised a spiritual body. You have a soulish body. And it's prayed, it says a natural body, but the word is soulish. And here this word sensual means soulish, of the mind. And so it's earthly, soulish, demonic, where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing will be there. And I said, don't you realize that that is a soulish prayer, and you are making a compact with an evil spirit or a demon to go out and do that. And that, by definition, is witchcraft. And that is Jezebel. The Jezebel spirits are the things that inspire that and in control that. Now, witchcraft is a work of the flesh. Your natural flesh wants to control other people, wants to be the center of attention. Your natural soul wants to be the center of attention. It wants to control. It wants its way. It wants preeminence. That's the reason witchcraft is a work of the flesh. But if you do that often enough, that is a sin, and it will open you to demonic infiltration. And you will obtain a witchcraft spirit named Jezebel who will attempt to control your life and will reach out to control other people. It is a counterfeit. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Okay. And it can be very sweet. It can be a counterfeit for goodness. Somebody gives you something, being very good to you, as a way of putting you in a position to manipulate you. Or they can be very kind to you, and they can be a counterfeit for being kind. They can be very kind to you, and they can mark that up and say, "You owe me one now. You owe me one." So it can be as... For every gift of fruit of the Spirit, there's a satanic counterfeit. And Jezebel counterfeits. And so you have to ask God to show you, to give you wisdom. That's the reason Paul was always praying that you would have wisdom, that your eyes would be opened, and your eyes of your understanding would be opened, so that you could discern between the bitter and the sweet, between the spiritual and the demonic, between the Holy Spirit and the evil spirit. Okay, and so there are three words that will sum this up. Manipulation, intimidation, domination. Now, women, because they're smaller, tend to manipulate. Men, because they're bigger and stronger, tend to dominate, to intimidate. I remember praying for a brother who had anger, and he was 6'4", and 3 feet broad across his shoulder. It looked like he could have played fullback for the Green Bay Packers. You know, he's a huge man. And his problem was that when he became angry, people just backed off. I mean, you don't want somebody that big to lose their temper with you. They might break your arm or worse. And so he manipulated people by losing his temper and becoming angry and threatening. And just his sheer size would intimidate you, much less if he looked like he wanted to be mad at you. And so that was a Jezebel spirit in him. But when I cornered that thing, I bound it by the Spirit of the living God. You know, you can do that and you can hold him with one finger. I bound him, that demon, by the Spirit of the living God. And I told it to come out. When I got it cornered and held it in the spirit, you know what it began to do? Began to cry. Jezebel will cry, honey, when you get a corner. I'm just trying to do God's will. And you start crying. And if there's an Ahab spirit within 50 miles, boy, he'll be up there. It's all right now, honey. It's okay. It's okay now. We go. In his case, he began to cry, and a lady came over to comfort him. She had the Ahab spirit. You don't always, you usually see Jezebel and women and Ahab men, but they can be, the roles can be reversed. But the point I'm trying to say is that manipulation, intimidation leads to domination. And that is witchcraft, and that is Jezebel. Now, as I said, if you pray soulish prayers, pray and ask God to manipulate somebody for you, for your personal advantage. Pray and ask God to manipulate someone for you, so that you can have your way in the situation. Pray and ask God to manipulate the Holy Spirit to bring this to pass, for your personal gain, for your ambition, for your selfish ambition. And what does it say there? Whenever there's envy, a little jealous about somebody else, envious of them, covetousness, you judge them. I remember I was in a prayer group once, and this lady said, "Oh, God, punish the guilty one. That one's guilty. Punish him more." You know, I just sort of backed out of that prayer group. I didn't go back. Because those are soulish prayers. You ask, what is the will of God? It's the will of God that everyone should come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and be filled with His Holy Spirit. And be delivered and be loosed from the power of the enemy. You know, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Y'all agree with that? That's 1 John chapter 4. Jesus came. That word destroy there means, is ultimately translated, loosed. Came to loose. He came to loose you from the power of the devil. To destroy the works of the devil. He came to loose you, to set you free from them. That word is loosed. Means to destroy. The ultimate translation is just to translate destroy in several places. But it means to loose you from them. You remember when Peter was in jail between two guards with two chains on him, or four chains on him, and he said, "Stand up," and the chains fell off. He was loosed from his chains. The prisoners in the jail at Philippi, well, their bonds were loosed. Same word. It fell off. It's also translated melt, but I won't go into that. Okay. 1 Samuel 15:22-23. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 and 23. Then Samuel said, "Has the Lord a great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of God? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, to heed than a fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is an iniquity and idolatry." Now that word rebellion there comes from the same root as the word bitterness. I suggest to you that if you stay in rebellion, you will become bitter, And if you stay bitter and angry, you will become rebellious. Rebellion is a strong desire, a lust for that which is forbidden. That's one of the definitions out of Webster's dictionary. Rebellion is a strong desire, a lust for that which is forbidden to you. This is what happened with Eve at the tree. Rebellion will open you to lust, and it will open you to Jezebel. When you come into rebellion, you're in witchcraft, and that will open you to a demonic spirit known as Jezebel. And Jezebel will lead you into lust. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. It can be sexual lust. It can be lust for power or position. Jezebel normally does not lead you into sexual lust. It normally leads you into lust for power and position and control over other people, for prestige, preeminence. A strong Jezebel spirit in a charismatic church will seek to become the recognized prophet, the recognized Bible teacher with a strong, prophetic gift, and also through whom the, quote, gifts flow freely. The classic Jezebel, one the less, you know, demons I compare to dogs. You know, if you, they're like germs. I think germs are probably demons, but viruses anyway. But you know, you go up on somebody's porch and you knock on the door and you hear this noise underneath the front porch. Say, you know, and down south we used to have the porches up off the ground and the dogs all hid under the front porch. Now up north they don't have those open porches like we had in the south. The houses weren't built up off the ground, and they were in the north they're all enclosed to keep the wind out. But in the south you want the wind to blow in there so it'd be cool off some for the days. And you walked up on the front porch, you know, and the dog be on there barking at you. And you didn't really know what. Most of the time, just a little feist dog like this, you know, and he'd come at you, know, and sort of nip you on the ankle, and you kick it away. You know, that dog can't hurt you. Won't hurt you very bad. You know, just a little, just a annoyance. But it makes a lot of noise, you know, and you're really scared because you don't know there might be old Rottweiler under there or old. Doberman Pinscher, I can't think of what I want right now. What? Pit bull. That's what I'm looking at. Might be a pit bull and gonna come out and grab you by the leg and take your leg off. Demons are like that. And when you hear the noise, you don't know exactly how strong that one is until you get to working with it a little bit. And so Jezebel's spirits are like that. Some of them are very powerful spirits, big, strong, tough dudes. And those are the ones that are generally that wind up with the, in the, quote, prophet of the church, or the lady who has a prayer group. And whenever somebody in the church goes, has a divorce and's hurting, she's the first one over there to comfort them and invite them into her home where she's susceptible. See, her guard is down. Or else the new Christian, they're always the one running over and want to put hands on them so they can get filled with the Holy Ghost. They want to pray for them to get the infilling right away. What they're going to fill them with is not the Holy Ghost. That spirit wants to repeat itself. And so they have the weak Christian, the new Christian, and the hurting Christian. And you've got some people who just, you know, come in and out. There are people who come in, they don't want a blessing every now and then, and they just come in and sit, you know. They got a little need in their life, and they come in, they sit for a little while, and then they find something else. Well, those people are the weak Christians. They're not well-grounded in Scripture. They're Sunday Christians. Those people are susceptible to Jezebel. And she will feast off of them. And she will operate on the fringes away from elder oversight. Her prayer meetings and her Bible studies never have any elder oversight. And she's very careful about her manifest, when she manifests. Those are most of them, but then you've got the very powerful ones that are that will manifest in church and will be accepted quite frequently in a church, particularly in a church in which the pastor doesn't have much discernment. And he is so hungry for supernatural signs that he accepts any supernatural sign is from God. You have pastors like that. And if they don't have any manifestations, they will get up and give a quote tongue and interpretation just to encourage the people. And it's not from God. But then, and they know it. But they want to encourage the flock. And they get susceptible to Jezebel's spirit sin. Praise you, Lord God. Well, let's move on. Now, Jezebel comes in with sin. Jezebel comes in whenever you've got self-seeking or selfish ambition or bitter envy. Whenever you're trying to manipulate other people or manipulate circumstances for your own gain or to elevate your ministry or put yourself in preeminence or make yourself feel good. Okay, let's look at James 1:14. I've looked at this scripture lots of times, but God gave it to me a little differently this time, and I want to share it with you. Starting with verse 13. Verse 12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been proved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Okay? You endure temptation when you've been proved. God says he'll give you the crown of life. But he says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires or lust and enticed when the desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, brings death. Let's look at that. Each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own lust or desires and enticed. Well, what is a desire? A desire is something that rises out of the soul, out of him. Out of the soul, out of the mind. Now, there are two sources in your soul. One is you can decide you want it. You feel thirsty and you say, I want a drink of water. Or you decide it's time to, it's 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, it's time to eat. That rises out of your soul, okay? But if you have a thought that just goes through your mind, just, go get some chocolate, Billy. Where'd that come from? I didn't think about it. I wasn't thinking. I wasn't even hungry. You know, but that, go get some chocolate. Now that, you know, the enemy can put thoughts in your mind. It said, now, first you must understand the spirit, that there are spiritual principles, that the enemy can put thoughts in your mind, and the enemy can steal thoughts out of your mind, can steal the Word of God out of your mind. The parable of the sower says that the Word fell on hard ground, and the birds came and ate it, or the devil stole it. If they had no understanding of it, or the devil stole it from them. I don't know his mechanism for doing this, but the Word of God says he can do it. Okay. It says in Matthew that the devil, having placed into the heart, into the mind of Judas to betray Jesus, the devil put that thought in Judas's mind. And Judas went out and did it. Now, how could he do that? The scripture tells us Judas was a thief and he was a son of Belial and he was a bad man. And he was one that was chosen so that he could portray, and he was known from the day he was chosen that he was a devil and he was going to portray Jesus. Jesus said so. That scripture might be fulfilled. But nevertheless, the devil put it in his mind. So as I say to you, there are two sources. One is, you can think of it yourself, or else the devil can put it in there. Or it can rise from the, not in your mind, you understand, but up out of your spirit, into the intuition of your spirit, and be communicated to your mind from the Holy Spirit. Those are the three sources that you're going to get thoughts in your mind. One from the outside, from the devil. One originating when you think of it. You bring it up by your will. And once when it arises out of the intuition of your spirit and into your mind. And so you look here and you say, each one is tempted when drawn away by his desires. Okay, it's not the Holy Spirit, and so it's desires. Now, it's coming from one of two sources. It's coming from the evil one, or it's coming out of your own natural soul, which loves preeminence. It's coming out of the flesh from around your soul. You see, your soul is surrounded by the fleshly body, which loves to sin. It loves preeminence. It loves importance. It loves being glorified. It loves a reputation. You have a soulish body. I told you in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I think it's verse 45, I'm not sure, that says you have a soulish body. You have a natural body or a soulish body. The soul is, and the body are so entwined together that the flesh or the body can influence your soul. And so those desires come up and you're enticed. What does enticed mean? It means you want to do it. You want to do it. I like chocolate. It's a weakness of mine. So this thought came up, Billy, get some chocolate. Well, it's right back there, you know. It's right back there. Well, I don't need the chocolate, you know. I don't really need the chocolate, you know. I already have trouble getting my pants on. Okay? And so you have to decide. Are you going to say yes and go do it? Or are you going to say in your will, yes? Okay. All right. Now, next verse says, when the desire has conceived, that means made pregnant. So what's happened is the will has said yes, and so the desire and the will have come together and have, that desire has become impregnated by the soul. It's agreed to it. My will says yes. And then my intellect will say, well, you deserve that chocolate. You've been working hard all day. You've been a good boy. You pleased your mother. You cleaned your plate for all those starving children in China. How many of y'all cleaned your plate for the starving children in China? Mm-hmm. You cleaned your plate. You're a good boy. You deserve it. Yeah, I deserve it. Mm-hmm. Sounds tastes good. I won't eat quite as much tonight. And so you will rationalize. That's called rationalization. You will begin to make excuses as to why you should have it. And then your emotions will say, you deserve it, boy. And so you're happy by the time you get back there. You can pick that piece of chocolate up and eat it. And you do that 6 or 8 times a day in about a month, you know. You're trying to get your britches on. And you're looking in front of the mirror and you're unhappy with yourself. And you're rebellious and you get rebellious. You get angry with God. You get angry with yourself. You get rebellious and you get stubborn. I used to weigh over 200 pounds. And I struggle. I use this example because I struggled with it for years. May I divert for just a minute and look over in Deuteronomy chapter Take me a minute to find it. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 18. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father, the voice of his mother, and who, when they have chastised him, will not heed them, then the father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his city and to the gate of his city. And they shall say to the elders of the city, this son of ours is stubborn, rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Then all the men of the city shall stone him to death with stones, and they shall put away the evil person from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. But being overweight can be based in rebellion and stubbornness. Mine was, and I used to live to eat. I used to decide I liked food, and I could think of a thousand reasons why I shouldn't have it. And every time I got upset, I ate. Every time I got frustrated, I ate because it gave me pleasure and I liked it. And I could think of a thousand reasons why it was somebody else's fault. And God showed me that I should live. I should eat to live and not live to eat. When I went and asked my mother to forgive me for being rebellious, it set me free. That was the thing that broke for me personally. God had me sit down when I really got delivered and write a letter to everybody that I'd ever hurt, everybody I'd ever insulted, everybody I'd ever done anything wrong against. And he had a whole list for me. And I sat down and wrote all these letters and found all these people from 15, 20 years ago and wrote, you know, most of those people wrote me back. Most of those people responded very positively. I cried and wept as I wrote those letters and mailed them. And most of those people wrote me back and told me they'd long since forgiven me, and that they loved me and that they understood. And I divert again. I think I've told you all this story once before, but I went to talk to my mother, you know. And I told her that I was asked her to forgive me for being so rebellious. And I thought surely Mother would say, you know, it's all right, Billy, I've forgiven you. And Mother said, she said, you did give me a hard time. I mean, you were rebellious. And tears were rolling down my face. And I said, will you please forgive me? She said, of course I forgive you. I said, you're my child. How could I not forgive you? And then she looked at me and she said, Billy, tell me about this church you go into. And I said, well, Mother, and I started telling them about the fullness of the Spirit. And I'd seen these things happen, you know. I'd seen miracles happen. I'd seen people getting healed. And Mother watched me for a minute, and she said, you know, Billy, what I think? I said, what's that, Mother? She says, I think you've gone up there and got yourself all involved with a bunch of holy rollers. I said, well, yes, Mother, that's right. I'm in the holy roller church. And she said, oh, my God, the holy rollers have got my child. And she began to cry and walked out of the room, you know. And I didn't know what to do. And in a few minutes, she came back in. She dried up her tears, and she said, Billy, where do y'all keep the snakes? I said, Mother, we don't handle any snakes in the church. We don't drink any poison or throw any hot coals around either. I said, we just go to church like the Episcopalians do, Mother. She said, oh, thank God. Just don't tell me anymore about that hocus-pocus stuff about folks getting healed now. Mother was raised a Baptist. And I said, well, they have healing services down at the Episcopal Church. Just don't tell me about that hocus-pocus stuff and we'll be all right. I said, okay, Mother. But, praise God. Let's go on. I'm sorry I got diverted. When sin has conceived, when it has been fertilized, when that desire has been fertilized, you said yes. And then it begins to grow. As you begin to rationalize it, it comes up through your mind. And you begin to decide why it would be a good thing. And how much you deserve it. And how surely it is the will of God. And then it gives birth to sin. And when it is fully grown and you fully rationalize it and fully accepted it in your mind, it comes out. And you don't recognize how it started. It started the enemy putting this pushing this thought through your mind. And you didn't stop to look at the source of that thought. You didn't stop to look at the source. I suggest to you that that's what Jezebel does to you. Jezebel puts those thoughts in your mind, whizzes those things through. There was a Chinese Christian named Watchman Nee, and Watchman said, you can't stop the birds from flying over your head, but you don't have to let them make a nest in your hair. I told you that, you know, that they are manipulating spirits that follow along behind you, right beside you, and whisper in your ear in the first person, make you think you're thinking it yourself. And you have to resist that. You have to say, no, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lust works that way. Lustful thoughts will come into your mind. And you didn't bring them up, and you just say, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Say that loud now so he can hear you. Don't think it. He can't read your mind. I bind you. And the angels will put chains on him and haul him off, and then there'll be one right behind him. See, he'll step up just and keep on talking like you nothing ever happened because you can. But you know in faith that that first one's gone. You say, I bind you too in the name of Jesus. And they'll whoop that one off too, and this number three steps up, and then number 10, 12, 14, 19, 20 steps up. And after about 50 of them, the devil say, you know, this ain't working too well. Boy, I'm losing troops like crazy here, and he's just standing. And so he'll draw them back, and then he'll get out his methods. He'll look at your family line, and he'll, I always say, he gets his computer screen, he takes the mouse and moves it up and down, looks for another method to come at you. He don't ever quit. He just changes his attack. You're in a war, people. You're in a war. You've been drafted, and there is no reprieve, no discharge from this war until Jesus comes. You're in a war. That's the reason Paul told Timothy to fight the good warfare, like a good soldier. And so, the devil, he's always attacking you. He's always trying to make plans. And he'll hit you over and over again. If he finds one's works, he'll use it time after time after time. And you have to learn to stand against it. And if you use it and you yield to it too much, you get a demon by that name come into you. And you'll lose control of it. That's what happens to alcoholics. It's called bondage. Cocaine addicts. Marijuana addicts. Start using that stuff, that demon will come in and then you lose control of it. So then you can't stop. Caffeine addicts. Chocolate addicts. Hallelujah. And if you come to the point where you have satisfied your frustration by putting something in your mouth, you'll find that you don't even think about it. After a while, you're just stuffing it in. That's where I was. I just stuffing it in all the time. And my faithful nurse kept it right there on the desk for me. Boy, she went out to Walmart and bought it for me. She kept this big bowl there, and she just kept pouring it in. I tried to hide it. She'd bring it back out. She didn't eat any of it. She's thin as a rail. Hallelujah. Wonderful, Rita. Oh, thank you for it, Lord Jesus. She said, well, you like it? Like it? I don't even know where I'm eating it most of the time. But that's the demon. Has come in as you yielded to those thoughts, those Jezebel thoughts, those thoughts that were not. And so, I say to you that if you're going to stand against sin, against temptation, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to consider the source of every thought that comes into you. You've got to consider the source. Every word that comes out of your mouth should be carefully calculated because you're going to stand in judgment someday for every idle word you speak. That's real, people. God's got a big magnetic tape up there that plays on a TV screen. And you look up there and you go, I didn't say that. And he said, well, play it on that tape by again. Let him look at it. I saw it in a vision once. There's a lot more to it than that. And I talked to Brother Pittman. Remember, says he saw the same thing when he was up there. I said, you know, it says when the scrolls are open. Well, those aren't books like this. It says the book is open, but actually the word is scrolled. It's not a book like this. It's a piece of wound-up parchment. I tell you, it's a wound-up electromagnetic tape. Boy, big thing. And your whole life and every word you've ever said is on that thing. But then the blood of Jesus Christ is like a big bulk eraser. And it will clean the tape. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. But you know, there are things that you haven't put under the blood. So when, be quick to repent. Keep short accounts with God. If you mess up, be quick to repent. Say, oh, God, don't let the sun go down. I mean, if you got in a fight with your wife, man, don't you go to bed till you settle that thing, even if you have to say, yeah, honey. There's always enough blame for everybody to have a little peace, you know. Always enough blame to go around for everybody. And you accept all of it. Ask forgiveness. Settle it before the sun goes down, before another day starts. Because in the Hebrew, the day starts at nightfall. And Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, I mean, Ephesians chapter 4, says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. Be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Nor give place to the devil. Now, what that means is, that means like at the table, moving over and letting him sit here, or on a couch, you know, sort of scooting over and giving him room to sit down. That's what the word actually means, to give place to, is to move over and make a place for him to sit with you. And, okay. So we must understand that each desire must be evaluated. Is it coming from the flesh? Is it coming from the evil one? Or is it coming from the Holy Spirit? Now, in James, if you look on down, I left you in James. Let's turn over to James, back to James chapter 3, and look at verse 17. 3:17 says, wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield. You mean give the other fellow his way? Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality. You mean you got to consider the other fellow the same footing as myself? And without hypocrisy. Now, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. And so you evaluate. That's one way to evaluate it. Okay. I say this to you, that you, Galatians 5:16 is looking forward. Let's turn over to Galatians 5. In Galatians 5:16, you look forward. And it says, here Paul says here, talking about verse 13, but you, brethren, have been called to liberty. But do not use your liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. You know, some folks say, I'm under law of grace. I'm not under law. I'm under grace now, and I can do anything I want to. And I love to have discussions with those people because they don't even know the real meaning of the word grace. They just use it. They just use an excuse to do what they want to and sin and say it's okay. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you shall love your neighbors yourself. But if you bow and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. And then it says, he's looking forward, he says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust or desires of the flesh. When you walk in the Spirit, You're not going to fertilize any of those desires that come out of your flesh. Any of that lust of the flesh, the desires of the flesh, you're just not going to fertilize them. You're going to say no to them. And then you come on down to verse 24, same chapter. And you heard this last night. Those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion and desire. Or it's deceit and lust. They have crucified them. So that's looking back at the cross. That is an accomplished legal fact. That is where you positionally are. You have crucified them. To bring it about experimentally, you must walk in the flesh, in the Spirit. The end results in Galatians 2:20 when he says, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And this involves laying down self every day. Luke 9:23 said, then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. In 1 Corinthians 15:31, which John read last night, I affirm by boasting in you that I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. It's a never-ending process of denying self and following the Holy Spirit. If you want to be free of Jezebel, cast her out. I tell you, she's out there and she'll want to come back in. And she will look. And she will try to manipulate you to come in, to come back. She wants to come back. Now, the one that you cast out and bind, it's got chains on it. It's gone off somewhere. The angels have hauled that rascal off. But there are others out there. There's been a sign to your family line. Because your mother had that problem, and your grandmother had that problem, and your daddy had that problem, maybe your granddaddy or your uncle, and your great uncle, and your great granddaddy, and your great great granddaddy, and he's come down through the family line, and they say, well, our family's always been that way. That's just the way we are. That's because you got those spirits assigned to your family line. And you got the curses on your family that keep them there. And as those demons continue to manifest in each generation, they renew the curses. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I have another 15 pages now, but I'm going to stop at this point. I said, tell you that I want to talk to give you another series on laying down self, because Jesus gives you a pattern on how to do this in Scripture. And it's something that we all need to learn to do, to lay down self, to make ourselves of no reputation, that Christ Jesus can live in us. I couldn't lose weight until I learned to eat to live, not live to eat. That meant I didn't eat between meals, basically. I just ate at mealtime. And I always made it a point to leave some food on my plate. Because up to that point, I'd always eaten everything I put on my plate. I'd always clean. I had some sort of compulsion that I had to clean my plate. And I think it's a clean the plate demon myself. Because I had real problems. That food just sort of jumped in my mouth, you know. And even though I'd be stuffed, I'd still be stuffing it in because I had to clean my plate. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I know it's been a long day. I want all of you to stand up now and let's sort of jump up and down and praise God a little bit. Praise you and bless you and glorify. This is a very simple teaching. Hallelujah. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Jesus, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. Great is your name and greatly to be praised, Lord Jesus. Praise you and bless you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, dear Lord, I love you. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was manifested in the flesh. He died on the cross for my sin. He was raised from the dead for my justification. He ascended into heaven to ever make intercession for me. He is my Redeemer kinsman. God is my Father. Jesus is my big brother. I am a child of God. I'll never be rejected. God has filled me with His love. He has covered me with His wing. I rest in the secret place of the Most High. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are my Redeemer, my kinsman, my healer, my deliverer. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I confess that in the past I have tried to manipulate people, manipulate circumstances. I confess this is sin. I ask forgiveness. I ask you to break the curse of witchcraft, idolatry, whoredom, in the name of Jesus. I break any curses that have come down through my family line because of the sins of my forefathers.
According to Leviticus 26, I do here repent of the sins of my ancestors, that the curse might be broken on me and my lineal descendants forever. In Jesus' name. Specifically, I break the curse of incest, of illegitimacy, idolatry, vagabond, poverty, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I loose on myself God's grace, salvation, and supplication. Thank you, Lord. I thank you that you came to loose me from the works of the enemy. Praise your name. Lord Jesus, I do forgive everybody who's ever hurt me, insulted me in any way. Anyone who's ever stolen anything from me or done me harm. I forgive them, Lord. I ask you to bless them and bring them to salvation. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Set me free. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I break all ungodly soul ties to anyone in the past who's ever manipulated me, dominated me in any way contrary to the will of God. I break any ungodly soul ties to anyone who's ever pierced my body outside of matrimony. I call back my soul and I release any foreign soul from me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Lord Jesus, I call upon you now to deliver me. For it is written, Joel 2:32. Anyone called upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Leave me now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's all sit down now. Put both feet on the floor. Praise and bless you and glorify you. Now I bind the spirits of rejection in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirits of rejection. I say that these are God's people and they've been filled with His love. His love has filled them. It's been a time for love, and He spread His wing over them and He filled them. He made a covenant with them and He redeemed them. In the name of Jesus. And I bind the spirit of rejection, fear of rejection in the name of Jesus. I bind rejection, fear of rejection, and self-rejection. I bind that spirit that rejects you, that says, I'm not happy with who I am. I bind that self-rejecting spirit, that self-hate spirit in the name of Jesus. I say, come out now, because Ephesians 1:6 says, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin. All rejection, come out now. All rejection, come out in the name of Jesus. All rejection and self-rejection and self-hate, come out in Jesus' name. All spirits of lust, come out now. Lust of the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. I break your power and I say, come out now in Jesus' name. All lust spirits, come out. All love of the world, come out in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of fantasy. All fantasy spirits. All spirits of fantasy. Fantasy for power, fantasy for ministry, fantasy for money, fantasy for family. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind all fantasy in the name of Jesus. I just bind it in Jesus' name. I bind all sexual fantasy, sexual lust in the name of Jesus. They come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, fantasy. Come out, lust, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all spirits of inferiority in the name of Jesus. They be gone. I bind all spirits of withdrawal and deep hurt. I break deep hurt in the name of Jesus. Deep hurt, come out. Deep hurt, come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Bind the spirits of deep hurt and self-accusation in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Out. Come on out. Come out of God's people. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break your power. I break your power. You can't torment people anymore. Come out. All rejection, all self-rejection, all self-hate. I just break your power in the name of Jesus. Come out of there. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All fantasy spirits, all spirits of timidity, all spirits of fear and shyness, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of talkativeness, I bind that talkative spirit, that lying spirit in the name of Jesus, that tale-telling spirit in the name of Jesus, that tale-bearing spirit, that gossip spirit, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I say, come out of God's people. I break your power. You can't stay there and torment them anymore. I bind the spirit of perfection. Of perfection. I'll do it right. I'll do it absolutely right, and they can't criticize me. I break the power of perfectionism in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power of perfectionism. Come out. Come out. Break the power of intolerance. Come out. Intolerant. Intolerant of somebody who makes a mistake. I break the power of judgment and criticism. I bind that critical spirit, that spirit of criticism and judgment. Come out, constructive criticism. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, constructive criticism. I just show him what he did wrong. Come out in the name of Jesus, all the constructive criticism spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus. Out, out, out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all anxiety and hate and intolerance. Come out in the name of Jesus. Anger and rage, come out. And pride, ego, and vanity, come out in the name of Jesus. We break your powers. We break your power. Come out, all rebellion. Rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. Jezebel, I bind you now. Jezebel, come out. All Jezebel, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of intimidation, manipulation, come out. Come on out of there. All Jezebel spirits, come out, Jezebel. Come out, Ahab, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you, all spirits of domination, manipulation, intimidation. Come out in the name of Jesus. We break your power. We break your power in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I bind all the spirits. Praise you, Lord. All idolatry spirits, all stubborn spirits. Stubbornness is an iniquity and to idolatry. I bind all idolatry spirits. I bind the spirits of the occult in the name of Jesus. I bind all the spirits of transcendental meditation, all the meditating spirits. Come out, meditating spirits. Come out. Come out, all spirits of yoga. Yoga spirits, Kundalini spirits, serpentine spirits, divination spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you. I bind you, all card-laying spirits. I break the curse of the card-layer. I break the curse of the occult, the fortune-teller. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose. Come on out. 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 Come out. Let them go, people. Let them go. Praise you, Lord God. Push them out. Praise you, Lord. Push them out. Push them out in the name of Jesus. Push out those spirits. Push out those spirits of intimidation. Put out those spirits of transcendental meditation, of relaxing exercises. Come out, all the malah, all the spirits of... Come out, come out. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lamar spirits. I bind the spirit of Lamar's. Come out, Lamar spirits. Come out, Lamar's. Lamar's. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all hypnotic spirits, all spirits of hypnosis, all familiar spirits of hypnosis, come out in the name of Jesus. All stubborn spirits, spirits of stubbornness, come out. Come out. Unteachable spirits, come out. I pull the root of bitterness out now. I pull out the root of bitterness in the name of Jesus. I pull him out. Pull out the root of bitterness in the name of Jesus. Come out, bitterness, anger, rage, hostility, hate, murder, come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out, all bitterness in the name of Jesus Christ. All rebellion and bitterness, come out. Come out, all frustration, come out. Come out. I bind the spirit of heaviness. Come out, heaviness. He gave us beauty for ashes. He gave us the oil of joy for mourning. And he gave us a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Heaviness, come out in the name of Jesus. I break your power. I break your power, heaviness. Come out, spirit of heaviness and depression and suicide. Come out, all bipolar spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Come out. Out. Push them out, people. Push them out in the name of Jesus. Push them out. Come out. 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 I break your power. I said, come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. Depression, come out of there in the name of Jesus. All bipolar spirits, come out. I break your power. You can't torment people anymore. Come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Two soul spirits, schizophrenic spirits, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, come out, awake, and the Jesus will shine on you. Shine down in there, Jesus, and drive out the heaviness. Drive out with the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shine in their lives, Lord. Shine, Jesus, shine. Oh, drive them out, Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit of perverseness. Perverse spirits, come out. All spirits of perverseness, come out of there, bipolar spirits. Come out of there, heaviness spirits. Come out of there, suicide spirits. Come out. Out, all of you. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. 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 We break your power. We command you to come out in the name of Jesus. Every one of you. I bind you and I break your power and I say, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out of there. Out of there. We break all the curses that give you the right to be there. Hallelujah. We bind them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, wake, O sleeper, and let Jesus shine on you. Shine, Jesus, shine. Oh, Jesus, shine on them, Lord God, and break their power. Break their power. Praise you, Lord God. Come out. Come out. Come out. All depression and heaviness, I break the curse of mental illness in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of mental sickness in the name of Jesus. I break the curses to the psychiatrist. I break all the soul ties to the counselors, all the soul ties to the doctors, all the soul ties to the psychologists. I break their power. Come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. You can't lean on them anymore. Come out. 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 I break all the Valium spirits in the name of Jesus. All the lithium spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Come out. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, great and mighty God, we praise you and we bless you, Lord. We bind the spirits of infirmity now. We bind all the spirits of sinusitis in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of migraine headaches in the name of Jesus. We break the power of pain in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of sinusitis. We break the power of asthma in the name of Jesus. We break the power of lactose intolerance. We break the power of the irritable bowel in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Come out, celiac disease. Come out. Come out. We break the power of blindness now, of cataracts in the name of Jesus, of glaucoma in the name of Jesus, of nearsighted, farsighted, amblyopia. Come out. Weak eyes. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. 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 All of you, awake, O Jesus, and let Jesus shine on you. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your name, Lord God. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of you, come out. I bind all Jezebel spirits. I bind all spirits with false gifts in the name of Jesus. I bind and I break the power of false gifts. Come out, false gifts. Come out, false gifts. Come out. I break the power of divination. Divination spirits. I see the snake spirit. Snake spirits, I bind you. I break your power, snake spirit. In the name of Jesus. Come out, snake, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you and we break your power. Hallelujah. Come out of there, snake spirits, in the name of Jesus. We bind all divination, all magic, in the name of Jesus. We break the power of arthritis. Arthritis. I bind you and I break your power. In the name of Jesus. I loose these people from arthritis in the name of Jesus Christ. Of heart disease in the name of Jesus. Heart attacks and strokes in the name of Jesus. My weakness and lassitude. Come out in the name of Jesus. All weakness and lassitude. All spirits of weakness and lassitude. Come out of there, weakness and lassitude. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. We break your power. Come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you and bless you, Lord. Oh, we come against the spirits of fibroid tumors in the name of Jesus Christ. Fibroids, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power, fibroids. We command you to dry up and to go away in the name of Jesus. I break the power of chlamydia in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the chlamydia. I bind chlamydia in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power in Jesus' name. Break chlamydia in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, the chlamydia in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, we bind you and we break your power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, we praise you and we bless you. Fill your people, Lord God. Float out all the loose demons, Lord. In the name of Jesus, float out all the loose ones. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I break the power of gluttony now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power of stubbornness and rebellion and gluttony and alcoholism and cocaine in the name of Jesus. I bind bondage and command it to go. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Praise you, Lord. I break the power of perverseness in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of the flasher in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of the cross-dresser, the transvestite. I bind the power of the homosexual spirits. I bind all the whoremongering spirits in the name of Jesus. I break the power of the whore. Come out, whore spirit, in the name of Jesus. I break your power. I break your power, whore, in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Out. All of you. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lord. You can't take these people whoring after other gods. We bind you and we break your power. Come out in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Fear, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear all around. Fear Magogia. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear Magogia. Fear all around. Come out in the name of Jesus. God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but gave us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Praise you and bless you. Chocolate spirits, come out, chocolate spirits. Gluttony spirits for chocolate, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of me. Out. Out in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Irma. Thank you, Irma. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Praise and bless you and glorify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. All God's people stand up now. Hallelujah. Now, let's pray that God will fill us. Praise and bless you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I just thank you now, Lord God. I just ask you, Lord, to touch each and every person here, Lord God. Bind up all the demons that came out and haul them off everywhere you want them to, Lord God. Gather up all the loose ones, Lord. I loosen now, Lord God, the spirit of wisdom and understanding and counsel and might, knowledge and fear of the Lord to come down and fill your people, Lord. Fill them with your love, the Father's love, Lord God. Fill them, Lord, with the unconditional love, unqualified, unconditional love. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. In Jesus' name. And all God's folks said, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.